Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So now I absolutely know that this deep state Twitter government symbiote story that Tucker dropped a bombshell on the other night, we covered yesterday. Now I absolutely know that there's something to it. How do I know? Always watch how the leftist goon socialists in the media react. They practically give it to you. It's a bunt every time. I got that. I got a lot more. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my savvy listeners are protecting their online activity with a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Do it yourself. Okay, we got a stacked show for you. As I told you this week, I appreciate you hanging with us before the Christmas holiday here. I've also got a bunch of new information about people breaking down over the science finally coming out about the vaccine. And another case, tragically, folks, of died suddenly. If you don't know what I'm talking about, stay tuned. You need to. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. Most of the time, you'll probably be okay, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you protected yourself. That's why I recommend that I use ExpressVPN every time I go online. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. It doesn't even take a lot of technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old could do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. And it's super easy to use. Just fire up the app, click one button to get protected. It works on all the devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Secure your online data today. Don't wait. Visit my link at expressvpn.com/Bongino. It's express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, expressvpn.com/Bongino, and you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. All right, Joseph, let's go.
Everything you need to know in an hour.
Yep. In an hour, man. That was always our goal from day one. Remember that? That was our target so you could drive home and get all the information you need. But now I absolutely know the information that Joe and I put out there during yesterday's show. Now I know there's something to it. So without repeating yesterday's show, Tucker Carlson dropped a bombshell on his show the other night. And he said, why is it that all of these people from the intelligence and law enforcement community find themselves now working at Twitter? It's not a law enforcement operation. It's a microblog. It just doesn't seem to be to make a lot of sense when you look at it. They call it what, the smell test? It's just really odd. Also, the fact that Twitter, we now know, was colluding with the government to suppress conservatives and advance propaganda, it made me ask the question yesterday, pursuant to Tucker's show, the show went bonkers yesterday, by the way, because a lot of people are concerned about this. Is Twitter the world's largest intelligence gathering propaganda machine, rivaling TikTok? I would only say Twitter's more important because more journalists use Twitter to spread propaganda. TikTok is more dangerous to the kids. Twitter for the narrative du jour. Is it the world's largest intelligence gathering and intelligence propaganda agitprop operation? So, again, if you want the entire details on that in the Tucker segment yesterday, I have it on yesterday's podcast. Check it out. But how do I know now that there's almost definitely something to this? Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce Philip Bump, one of the dumbest human beings in media. Here he is. Here's Philip, education, the Ohio State University. I'm sure a source of perpetual embarrassment for the sane people at that university. So, Philip Bump from the Washington Post, who has been on the wrong side, Joe, of just about every single significant political scandal of our time. Yeah. Philip Bump, you name it. Voter fraud, Spygate, the impeachment hoax, and now this. He writes this essay. This should tell you there is definitely something to it. Philip Bump, headline, Tucker Carlson, conspiracy theories wrapped in conspiracy theories. Now, he's talking about the Tucker Carlson story about the Twitter mechanisms being hijacked potentially on behalf of the deep state, right? This is the kind of story sane, competent media people who had an IQ in the triple digits used to salivate over. Oh my gosh, a bunch of government intelligence power players now working at the world's largest microblog where all the journalists are. What the hell are they all doing there? Why does Twitter find these people's skill sets so attractive? I have a unique set of skills, like that Liam Neeson character. Why do they find these people so attractive? Why do these people find Twitter so attractive? Are these people communicating with people still in the intelligence community if they left? This is the kind of story they used to wet their diapers over.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
That's the question they used to ask.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say. What is she doing back there? Talking about Twitter. Yes. What are they doing back there? Right? This is not Philip Bump. Philip Bump is the single dumbest human being writing right now, I'm convinced. Outside of the talking headspace, the actual journalists, writers out there, Bump is by far the worst. Whenever he comes out against something, it's clear someone in the deep state is using him like the little child he is to advocate on behalf of squashing a story. So what does he do? He writes a story. It's a conspiracy. He's not even remotely curious why a bevy of intel and law enforcement officials involved in enormous scandals like Jim Baker at the FBI magically found their way over to Twitter. As it emerged the other day, last week, that Twitter, according to the Twitter files, is working with the FBI and others and was meeting with them biweekly. He's not even remotely curious about that. Why? Because he's Philip Bump, the single dumbest human being in media. Whenever, folks, I hate to actually give this guy even clicks, but you should follow him. I hate to do this to you. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. He's a tool of these deep state idiots. He always has been because he's too dumb and has no character at all. He's an embarrassment to the journalism industry. Whenever Bump comes out about a piece trying to debunk something, rest assured, there's almost definitely something there then. Folks, this is an organized, desperate, last-ditch effort to stop the release of the next set of Twitter files. Why? Because the next set of Twitter files is going to be about COVID, Fauci, the deep state, trying to squash actual science, which is going to infuriate people. So what's going on? The Bumps of the world, sycophantic, ass-kissing media types, they're deep state little symbiotes, right? They are desperate to make this story go away. So what are they doing? This is version, I don't know, guys. I'd estimate 8,000. I wrote it down. 8,749 of this story.
All right.
Here we go. So you got to discredit Elon Musk in the story. What do you do, Joe? QAnon. It was definitely QAnon. Here is Washington Post QAnon story number 9,422. QAnon is finding new life in Elon Musk conspiracy theories. Keep in mind, Elon Musk has not promoted any conspiracy theories. Elon Musk posted a picture of a bunny and a link to an article he took down. He's not promoted any conspiracy theories at all. But the Washington Post wants you to believe he's some kind of right-wing kook, even though there's no evidence whatsoever the man's ever voted for a Republican in his life. Why? Because the Washington Post is interested in killing democracy and extending the darkness over democracy. Some of you will get that. Conservatives will. Liberals are confused. That's how dumb they are. Why do you think Bump and the Washington Post are now on the attack? I want to move on to a couple other things, but are you still wondering why the Washington Post, by the way, is struggling, why everybody laughs at Philip Bump? Laughs. Philip Bump is a source of nothing but mockery. So is the entire Washington Post staff. Do you understand, guys? Nobody takes you seriously. How does it feel to be at a paper, at a newspaper, a journalism outfit with air quotes, that almost no Republican takes seriously? Almost none. Maybe 10% of them would even give you the time of day. And we only use you as a source of what misinformation is, not information. So when we see you write about a story, we know the opposite of true is true. How does that make you feel? How does it make you feel to have been on the wrong side of every major political scandal of our time, the Philip Bumps of the world, and protecting the powerful, protecting the rich and the wealthy over the interests of the people? How does that make you feel? Aren't you kind of a loser? Doesn't that make you worried? Well, because of that, there's going to be mass layoffs at the Washington Post. Did you see this? Someone took some hidden video of the head of the Washington Post talking about the layoffs, and chaos broke out after. Where are we going to go? What are we gonna, why are you avoiding us? Yeah, gee, why would nobody want to read the Washington Post? I don't know. They've got a documented 30-year history of lying to America on every major scandal of our time. Yeah, watch what happened after the layoffs were announced.
We're not going to turn the town hall into a grievance session.
It's not a grievance session.
Ask the question.
Brad, you talked about positions getting eliminated. What are you going to do to protect people's jobs? Are they going to be treated like the magazine staffers were?
We'll have more information as we move forward. Thank you very much.
Will your position
undecided.
Listen, I'll say in advance, it's a Christmas season. I don't want to see anybody lose their job, especially around the holidays. Having said that, there's an easy way to not lose your job, and that's for the management of the Washington Post and the people who work there and publish that paper to actually do reporting and news and journalism. You're failing precisely because you hire people like Philip Bump to write stupid articles that aren't even remotely inquisitive about the biggest scandal of our time. How one of the world's biggest social media companies colluded with the government and law enforcement and liberal activist groups to engage in the largest violation of the First Amendment in American history. That's kind of a big story. You'd get a ton of clicks. But your story's the opposite. Don't look here. Rug. Shh. And then you wonder why nobody reads your junk and why my Facebook page and my show has probably twice or three times the audience as you guys do, despite a staff of about, what, three? That's if you count Paula? Really, two? Joe, you don't have anyone working. Joe's got the dog with him.
No, just
that's
two.
It.
Yeah.
E? No hidden staff? Well, maybe when Justin comes back, but he's only here a couple weeks of the year. We have a staff of two. The Washington Post has a staff of thousands, and we consistently kick the crap out of them on social media. Because we're telling you the truth while these idiots are lying. Folks, the mandate crowd, the media crowd, the socialist crowd, they're not going to give up easily. Their sycophants won't give up easily either. This next batch of the Twitter files about COVID is, I'm convinced, is going to be devastating. I'm basing this based on some of the tweets Elon Musk has put out there, some of the suggestions, the hints, the winks and the nods he's made. It's going to be devastating. It's going to destroy the whole liberal ethos that government is somehow a competent entity interested in science. It is interested in propaganda only. That propaganda has diseased people's minds, where people have gone so crazy, not just in government, but everywhere, entertainment, music, sports. They have this infection like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or whatever that is, the mad cow in their brains where prions are eating their cerebral tissue alive. And they say and do the dumbest things because they listen to this small crowd of idiots in the elite with the elites. They can't stop. I want you to listen to this zero, Gene Simmons, who, by the way, is a D-bag like you wouldn't believe. Listen, I know a lot about Kiss. Joe's a music guy. He was actually a real performer in a band. I don't know your feelings about Kiss. Kiss is horrible.
Meh.
The band was always horrible. I'm sorry if you liked them. They were performative. They were great performers. I'll give them that. Singers and musicians, not so much, okay? Gene Simmons is terrible. Gene Simmons can't sing. All he does is stick his tongue out. Remember Kiss? You know, makeup, face paint, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have an attachment to Kiss. I'm going to have to leave for another day. I'm sorry. I have to tell you guys off the air, but I know a lot about Kiss. Let's just leave it at that. Gene Simmons is a tool. I'm sorry if you grew up liking this guy. He is nothing more than a pathetic ignoramus. Here's Gene Simmons from Kiss. He's on some TV station overseas, and he's asked about the vaccine and the Kiss cruise. These were like the counterculture revolutionaries, Joe, right? Kiss. Now they got a Kiss cruise. The cruise. Come on in, folks. The Kiss cruise. You get a free doll. It even spits blood. This is it. Gene Simmons and the Kiss cruise. Listen to him lose his mind over the vaccine. Tell you all to shut up, that you don't really have the rights you think you have. This is Gene Simmons, the revolutionary hippie guy from KISS. Take a listen to this.
Get over yourself. We're not concerned if you agree with it or not. We're concerned about you making us sick. So no, get your COVID shot.
It's a good point.
And prevent other people from getting your stuff.
It's a good point. And we're having a debate this morning about that very thing, really. A debate about whether mask wearing should be returned to be mandatory here in the UK. Restrictions have been lifted. And I understand you even suggest people who come to your concerts wear them for their own protection.
We are doing the Kiss cruise shortly, and you will not be able to get on the cruise unless you're vaccinated. Look, before you go to school, you have to have your children get the flu vaccine and the polio vaccine. And there's no discussion. And, you know, what about my rights? Well, you don't have as many rights as you think. When you get up to a red light, you must stop. There's no choice. It's because it's not about you. It's about the other innocent people going by. So get over yourself. Even You get in your car, you must put on a seatbelt. Well, you're taking away my rights, and the government's telling me what to do. That's right. The government is telling you what to do. Shut up, be respectful of other people, and get a vaccine. Put on your seatbelt, stop at the red light, stop being selfish.
Now do you see why
I get the double? That's,
come on. Yeah, at minimum.
I couldn't hold off, dude.
That was a minimum of two. I didn't even bother talking.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't done one of those in a while. It's time for a Muttley. It's been a while. I'm glad you're holding it, though, because the Muttley moments have become very special. That's at a minimum of a double Muttley. Where is our Muttley guy? We got the Muttley. Someone send me Muttley soda. Yeah, you got my Muttley thing. Look at that. One-handed grab, the Muttley doll. Thank you to the Muttley people. Key, you got to have that ready if Joe throws a Muttley instantaneously. But Key don't know either. Joe is the absolute controller, like a monarch of the Muttleys. Nobody, it's not written into the show at all. That's a minimum of a double. Yeah, it was a surprise, but a good one. Gene Simmons is obviously a clown, but Key brought up a good point as we were talking right there while the clip was playing. What is with these 60s and 70s rockers who were these big counterculture revolutionaries? Now totally kissing their ass. Here's the ass of the man, as they call him. Kissing the ass of the man. Neil Young, this guy, Gene Simmons, all of these old rockers. Take your vaccine, kids. And I love the line where he says, it's going to keep us all safe. Oh, really, Gene? Gene, listen, I know during the Kiss days, it may have been some stuff involved, if you know what I mean. But where have you heard that? That it's going to keep the community safe? At best, if what the establishment public health apparatus is telling us, at best, it may provide some mild temporary individual protection. It has done nothing to stop community spread of this. Nothing. Zero. You go on the Kiss cruise, you got to be vaccinated. Well, and I guess a lot of people aren't going to be going on the Kiss cruise. I don't know what to tell you there, Gene. This is what happens, folks. Do you understand like how this is how society develops? Now you see why younger voters are running away from the Democrat Party. I'm going to get to that later in the show. I always bring the receipts. Younger voters are running away. These are people who question authority by nature. They've got a rebellious streak. That's why they fell in love with, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, the Beatles and Kiss and the Stones. And in the 80s, the Motley Crues and the Def Leppards. They were irreverent. You know, in my era, Rage Against the Machine. You raged against the machine, the man, organized power, the elites, the cabal. They are the machine now. They are the machine now. Folks, they're not even remotely curious about, I want to put up this New York Post story here. What? Silly time is over, okay? Sometimes I can be use a little too much sarcasm, so my apologies if it bothers you, but this may turn out to be the biggest public health scandal in human history. I want to stick to non-hysterical coverage of this because it's really important and I don't want to get ahead of my skis. But folks, every single day, I am now reading 1, 2, 3, 4, sometimes more articles about this. New York Post, Jeremy Layton. Former University of Central Florida tight end, Jake Hescock, dies suddenly at 25. Family is heartbroken, obviously. Tight end, football, pretty healthy guy. You know what's incredible to me? That you have these guys like Gene Simmons who use their cultural power, and he's got a lot of it. He was the lead singer of one of the most popular bands ever in the history of sentient beings. And he uses his moment on TV to scream and yell at people and tell them to shut up and take the vaccine. Despite the fact that he doesn't seem even remotely curious as to why the vaccine has been almost entirely ineffective at stopping the spread of COVID, and that there is an outbreak of people dying suddenly, all-cause mortality going up. Is anybody curious about this? Folks, I told you before, I think the biggest mistake of my life was taking this vaccine. I always get negative emails. You're an idiot. You're a moron. Whatever. You know what? Fine. Just knock yourself out. I had cancer at the time for the 1,000th time. You make really poor decisions when you've got an expiration date staring you in the face, or you think you do. I should have let the science on this play out. I never pushed this thing on anyone else ever. You've got a library of shows to prove it. So I'm not going to debate that. You can just go watch yourself. Matter of fact, I was very cautious, even though it involved me. But I worry. Every single day I worry about this. I have doctor friends, many of them, and they can attest to this. If I put them on the show, they'd vouch for me. Probably twice a week, I text them or email them about articles and ask, do you think I'm okay with this? Are we not even a little bit curious about why all of these young, healthy people are just dying suddenly? Again, I believe it's going to turn out to be the biggest political scandal of our time. I got a piece of video coming up next, too. It must be lovely being ignorant. Imagine being one of the most prominent scientists of our time, a guy by the name of Richard Dawkins, going on the Bill Maher show and acknowledging publicly you've never heard of the Great Barrington Declaration about COVID. It was only one of the most prominent, accurate scientific declarations written in modern times that was prescient about COVID and the response to it. And yet this is what you get because Fauci and others wanted to suppress it, make it go away. You've got Richard Dawkins who doesn't even know what it is and admits to it. I got that coming up next. Folks, iTarget, one of my favorite sponsors. Why? Because I train with it all the time. If you have iTarget, I'm going to take you to the next level. You got to get the iTarget Cube. You ever seen competitive shooters practice timing drills on the range? Imagine being able to do that at home anytime you want without spending a dime on ammo. That's what the all new iTarget Cube does. I train with this. It's fantastic. Makes a great gift too. The iTarget Cube is fully compatible with your existing laser rounds. You can buy one or upgrade to the 3-pack for a truly unique training experience. Compete with friends, practice clearing drills, or use random mode to test your ability to react all while the system times every shot you take. Right now, save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code Dan when you go to itargetpro.com. That's I-T-A-R-G-E-T. iTarget comes in most calibers from 9mm to 223, so you can train with almost any firearm. It's the easiest and most cost-effective way to train. It pays for itself in a single day. That's the letter I, itargetpro.com, itargetpro.com. Check it out. I get great feedback on this. itargetpro.com, offer code Dan. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. All right. So this was Bill Maher apparently has a podcast. I didn't know that. But Bill Maher had a very famous scientist on, a guy by the name of Richard Dawkins. Some of you have heard of him. And again, speaking about there is a class and a cabal of elites, academics, entertainers like Gene Simmons. Whether they know each other or not, and it's a deliberate cabal, is irrelevant. They're all part of this kind of tacit pact that we're all going to engage in groupthink and never get outside the accepted media gaslighting narrative of the day. We're never going to ask questions. We don't care why people are dying suddenly. If people continue to die, it's totally irrelevant. The result of that has been this like hive mind, like the Borg from Star Trek, where no outside information is permitted in. That was the role of Twitter and social media, to isolate people from the truth. The fourth component of gaslighting, lie, lie often, lie confidently, isolate people from the truth. How is it this is one of the world's most famed scientists? And Bill Maher asked him about the Great Barrington Declaration. It was a declaration by hundreds of scientists, I think it was 1,600 people who signed it, saying, listen, we have to take care of the old, elderly and the infirmed. But this idea of quarantines and all of this other stuff is not going to work. It turns out they were right. Fauci and them wanted it shut down. Francis Collins. This guy's never even heard of it. Check this out.
Why are those 16,000 doctors? Why are your doctors better than my doctor?
I don't know about those 16,000 doctors.
Well, it's true.
He's never even heard of it, folks. He's never even heard of it. You know, I think we make this mistake. It's kind of an affirmation bias because we see and, you know, we're subject to it too. Sadly, we're in our own information bubbles too, not nearly to the extent liberals are, because unlike liberals, we go out and seek their nonsense like Philip Bump's obvious deep state piece trying to protect the deep state from any kind of observation, right? The left doesn't do that to us. Why? Because the left isn't interested in what we have to say because of my theory. We believe the left are people with bad ideas like Philip Bump. Therefore, we go to see those bad ideas and debunk them. The left thinks we are bad people with ideas. So instantaneously, Tucker Carlson's a conspiracy theorist. That's it. Shut it down. Do no further analysis. The fact that Tucker exposed a bunch of deep staters working at Twitter, that fact is irrelevant. Tucker's a bad guy and that's it. You get it? You get the difference? You see the difference? The fact that Donald Trump may have supported some people with the Great Barrington Declaration and espouse some of its principles was enough for them to shut it down. So much so, one of the world's most famous scientists, he's never even heard of it. He's never even, and he admits it. You know about them. I don't know about you. One of their other components, by the way, this cabal of elites and government bureaucrats and deep state buffoons and social media companies, the cabal's real. The cabal's real. I mean, I can prove it. You can't. You can't prove the counter, the inverse. You can't. I can prove it. One of their other goals, this cabal, is division. Division plus ignorance. That's how you gaslight people. You get them to believe that the reality we live in, base reality, if we're not in a simulation, that is. But that's for another day. Base reality we live in is not real. That there's an alternate reality out there where vaccines stop the transmission of COVID, masks work, social distancing is fantastic. That's an alternate reality. Why? Because nothing I just told you is real. None of that stuff actually works in real reality, in base reality, okay? But they need division too. Division, they need to, in order to make sure that the base realities continue through the next generation with the kids, they have to divide the kids from the parents. This is important. Please pay attention. This is super important. They've got to divide. Please pay. That must sound like a joke. Please pay. Forgive me for that. I mean, not to come off in a ridiculous way. Folks, this is super important. I'm just trying to emphasize it. I worded that poorly. The way to keep the gaslighting and the alternate reality going forward, where you don't question government, you put your mask on, you take your vaccine, and you shut your mouth like Gene Simmons said. The only way to do that is to separate the kids from the parents so that the parents aren't a source of truth for the kids. Really important. One of the ways they're doing it is through this transgender activism. This is not by accident. They are trying to confuse kids about base reality. You were a boy and you were a girl. Hoping that these kids, when their parents say, who told you that? No, you're a boy. Like you're going through a stage. We're going to work through it. Kids tend to be confused about things. What do they call them in this clip? Listen to this. This clip I'm about to play. The trusted adults.
Yes.
You heard that. You caught that, right, Joe? When you hear this clip, the trusted adults are going to be the ones to take over and separate you from the parents. This was a hearing up on Capitol Hill yesterday about LGBTQ1A plus BIPOC activism. I want you to listen to Jesse Pollock. She's from Inside Out, suggesting to this congressman that parents really don't have the right to know about their kids' gender transition and that they'll go and they'll intervene with kids as young as 12. Listen.
Do parents have a right? Should they be informed about what's going on? Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids' lives?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right. If a young person is questioning their gender or their sexuality, there are laws in place that say that they have the right to process that with their trusted counselor and so forth.
You do a significant amount of your work with kids even starting at age 13.
Yeah.
What would be the age of consent then in your mind?
In our community, the age of consent to mental health therapy is 12 years old. So we have laws that enable young people to connect with trusted adults who can support them. That is just so important. It prevents suicide. And so we serve young people at 13.
You, Listen, I play a lot of clips on the show. I rank that top 10 on how much I've been infuriated by listening to someone speak to people like this. Openly condoning the idea that parents of kids as young as 12 should have, these parents should have no right to speak to their kids about some gender confusion episode they may be having at the age of 12. That parents should be isolated from the process as, quote, trusted adults. Trusted, not the parents. You're not trusted. Jump in to tell the kids. This is one of the most important segments I would argue I've done in a long time. This is not by accident. I get these emails, Facebook messages, tweets all the time where people say to me, why, Dan? Why do they keep pushing this down our throats? This trans activism, I don't hate anybody. I don't dislike him. I just want to be left alone. And I don't want my kid groomed. I don't want my kid indoctrinated. I certainly don't want to be isolated from my kid by trusted adults at the age of 12. This is not by accident. People destroying our culture, the cultural socialists for a long time, have needed a mechanism to divide the kids from the parents, to keep them away, the kids from base reality and living in liberal fantasy land, where tax hikes are great, school choice is terrible, boys can be girls. They're all methods of division. They need to divide the kids away from the parents because the parents and the family unit are a source of objective truth. And that is competition with the state. None of this is by accident. None of it. Here, another perfect example. Story be in the newsletter today. Postmillennial, Mia Ashton. Maryland teacher gives tips on how to keep students' gender identity secret from parents. This is not an accident. This is not an accident. The division is intentional. The proof is right in front of your face. All right, I got a lot more to get to, including on a lighter note, a Joe Biden mental health check coming up. This is more video. Joe Biden, man, this guy. I got to play it for you. My only regret is I can't play this on the radio show because the sound is kind of useless to video, but you got to watch this. Go to the Rumble account, check it out. Coming up next, the guy's always lost on stage. I got that. And he's giving away our money to Africa, but the amount he's kind of confused about. See what I mean in a second. I have the Midnight Lux mattress from Helix Sleep. Why? Because sleep, especially as you get older, is so critical, especially that deep, comforting sleep. You're not going to get it on a terrible mattress. Go to Helix Sleep. When you receive your Helix mattress, you'll be obsessed with it. It's so quick and fun to unbox. You're going to love it. You won't believe how well you'll sleep. You'll wake up feeling rested and refreshed. Helix Sleep is a quick quiz. This is how they work. And it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you, not for someone else. Everyone's unique. Helix knows that. They have several different mattress models to choose from. And the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to a mattress store again. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dan. That's H-E-L-I-X. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. For a limited time, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for listeners to this program. It's their best offer yet. So go today, helixsleep.com/Dan. That's helixsleep.com/Dan. Thanks, Helix. Had a good night's sleep last night. That's why I'm so chipper today. You know who's not chipper? Biden. It's time for a Joe Biden mental health check again. Folks, it's getting worse. The man clearly is cognitively compromised. I'm not sure what he has. My mental health professional friend thinks it's a frontal lobe dementia case. Here it is again. He's up on the stage. He's sitting there with a bunch of gifts at this, Toys for Tots type event. Great. That's a good thing and all. Watch him just walk around cluelessly. No one pays any attention to him. And again, he has seemingly no idea what to do, despite the fact that I've told you well over 100 times, having done events like this in the past, that he's told what to do. He just can't remember. Here, check this out. He's told what to do. He is given a card and they do a walkthrough, a rundown with him. Like, here's what you will do. He doesn't remember. Have you ever seen him? Now, this does happen in isolated incidents. I understand. He's not the first president to get lost in an event. He is, however, the first president to get lost at every event, all the time. You got to watch. Go to Rumble, please, and watch this. Rumble.com/Bongino. It's about, I don't know, 33 minutes into the show. Just watch it. You'll see what I mean. Here's another one yesterday. He's given a speech on giving away more of our taxpayer money to Africa. It doesn't matter that we're in an inflation crisis. We printed $249 billion more dollars last month to pay for government programs we can't afford. That's not what we spent last month. That's just the deficit last month. $249 billion in 1 month? Yeah, 1 month. So we're just giving it away, even though we're going broke and the economy's about to collapse. Here's Biden yesterday talking about giving money to Africa. This is about a minute. I want you to listen to how many times he changes the amount. Now, some of it's due to different programs and regions. I get it. But listen to how many different amounts he puts out. He seems confused about how much money we're giving to Africa. Check this out.
Since the start of my administration, the MCC has announced new investments of nearly $1.2 billion in Africa, working with Congress to invest $350 billion to facilitate more than almost $500 million in financing to make sure people across Africa can participate in a digital economy. $8 billion in public and private finance to help South Africa replace coal-fired power plants. The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation is investing nearly $370 million in new projects. $100 million to increase the reliable clean energy for millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa. $20 million to provide financing for fertilizer to help smallholder farmers, particularly women farmers, increase the yields of their crops. $10 million to support small and medium-sized enterprises that help bring clean drinking water to communities all across the continent. We announced our intention to collectively mobilize $600 billion in the next 5 years.
That goes on for another minute. Big hat tip to Grabian, Tom Elliott over there. He put that super cut together. You get a car. You get a car. It's like the Oprah show. Everybody gets a car. Keep in mind, we're in a massive inflationary crisis right now, as you'll see in a minute. And I'll talk about the Fed hike in a second, too. But you're watching the collapse of liberalism in live time right now. The complete collapse of government spending programs, an inflationary crisis, a border crisis. You're watching it all collapse right now as people desperately try to escape liberalism. Now, Dan, they're not voting that way. They're not. It's not bad. It's clearly not bad enough for them yet. But the fact that it's bad is factually accurate. Border crossings, fentanyl deaths, the inflation number, the debt numbers, the long-term, the labor force participation numbers, the productivity numbers, those are facts. Your opinion about how bad that is fine. That's up to you. But that the situation is unparalleled in 40 years, the inflationary crisis, is a fact. That's not an opinion. I'll get to that in a second. I wanted to play this first. The inflation crisis, border crisis, the public safety crisis, they're just exploding. You're watching the collapse of liberalism in live time. And it's gotten so bad that even outlets like CNN can't ignore it anymore. You know, it really shocks me they're covering this and not just totally ignoring it. That's how little faith I have in these idiots. I guess the situation is so bad and the election's over, they figure, okay, now we can talk about it. Here's just a quick clip from CNN discussing in real terms, you know, nitty gritty, dirt under the fingernails, meat and potatoes money, how bad the inflation crisis is for the average American family. Take a listen.
$396 more the average American household is spending each month to buy the same goods and services it bought a year ago. That 7.1% annual inflation rate is painfully high, but it is cooling from the extra $493 a month that American households were paying more in June when the rate was 9.1%.
They got to throw that in at the end, Joe. Don't worry. You were paying $493 more a month than you would have prior to the inflation crisis in June.
Oh.
Now it's only, what, 370? Oh,
the
verdict
yeah.
is in. I feel better, too. That's just fantastic. Oh, thank you, CNN, for clearing that up. Why are they covering this? Because the election's over and they can't run away from it anymore. Folks, you understand the situation's going to get worse. It'll get better. I'm long in the United States. I am. I don't want to get too knee deep in it, but I'm telling you that fusion story, we're years away from the technology. I get it. But that breakthrough in fusion energy proves my point that I've said, you guys have heard it. You heard it. If you're P1 listeners, meaning you're dedicated diehards, have been here from the beginning. I've said it over and over. I am long on the United States, and you should be too. Betting against the United States long-term is one of the stupidest decisions you can ever make. We'll get out of this, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. Why? Because we're just printing more money and we're not producing enough stuff. It's just that simple. That's on Monday's show if you want to watch the evidence there, Monday or Tuesday show, but it's right there. Now, despite the fact that we're in an inflationary crisis, as you can see, the Fed raised the Fed Reserve number yesterday, raised it by 50 basis points yesterday. So they raised interest rates to a half a point, to the highest level it's been in 15 years. They're going to continue to go up because they're trying to squash the money supply by making the cost of money more expensive. Here's the problem. Dan, you just said it's going to get worse. It is, because the Fed can raise interest rates all at once, folks. If Joe Biden keeps spending money in the Democrats and swampy Republicans too, that we don't have, which they are doing, they're proposing an omnibus package that's going to spend trillions more we don't have. It doesn't matter. The Fed can print all the money they want. Can raise the interest rates to whatever they want to try to squelch the money supply. If they're printing more, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. And if you don't address the production side to create more stuff and get rid of the productivity crisis we're having, none of this is going to matter. That's why I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. But they are looking to pass an omnibus, too. And our good friend, Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, had something to say about that. This is a latest installment of Ron DeSantis Strikes Again. So he was on Laura Ingraham's show, and the Democrats and swampy Republicans, the McConnell crew and all the others, they're looking to pass an omnibus package. Here's the nitty-gritty of that. They want to pass a spending package that'll carry through next year. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, why would they do that? Because the Republicans just won back the House and they're about to be seated in early January, where they could probably stop a lot of this crappy spending. Didn't we vote for change? I thought you did, but the swampy Republicans just want to go home for Christmas and give you the middle finger. So Ron DeSantis was on Ingraham's show last night. He addressed just this. Check this out.
Why do you think the Republicans would not want to do that? Kevin McCarthy or whoever will be speaker. Why do you think?
Laura, you're looking to a guy that has voted against omnibus bills in my sleep when I was in Congress. I mean, that's just the way these guys operate. I never fit into that. And part of the reason I ran for governor, quite frankly, is because I didn't like the way Washington operated. But you have really both parties have been addicted to these big omnibus bills. They'll put it out. It'll be thousands of pages. No one will really be able to read it. And it's basically back to Nancy Pelosi government. Pass it to find what's in it. And I think the American people are sick of that.
I need a favor from you. I don't ask for a lot of favors. Please call your congressman and your senators or send them an email. Please do it today. I'm begging you to do it and tell them you are watching their vote on any omnibus bill. And the omnibus bill is a big no. Pass a stopgap. Fine. Get us to the next session when Republicans take over. No omnibus. There's no reason to do it. You're just quitting, which swampy Republicans are good at. All right, I've got a lot more coming up, including the mass evacuation from New York continues. I told you younger voters are leaving, and liberals fighting back against the Second Amendment. Yeah, in a very interesting way. They've got a devious tactic they're employing. I should say tactics. We'll finish the show with that today. Don't go anywhere. Let me get to this first. Patriot Mobile. You ever see those offers for free iPhones? Usually too good to be true, because just like freedom itself, you know, nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into the bill with hidden fees. That's a trick. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Patriot Mobile also offers a performance guarantee. You like that? If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch to either of the three major carriers they provide for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code DAN. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values or our country, support a company that does, Patriot Mobile. The website's patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. So this is all intentional. Obviously, the bankrupting of the United States, the division, the cabal of censorship. We've talked about it through the whole show. You sense in a theme? Folks, they know it's grossly unpopular. They just don't care. As long as they're winning elections, and I would argue they did well in the midterms, not necessarily in the House, but with governorships and clearly in the Senate, they actually picked up a seat. Of course they did well. Nothing's going to stop them until you impose real material losses on them and you give them a one-way ticket out of their seats in office. It's not happening yet. Democrats want more of this, which is strange because Democrats are abandoning New York City en masse. Look at this Breitbart article in my newsletter today. Democrat-run New York City loses 16% of its top taxpayers. I'm telling you, the power of the gaslighting is so strong that people by their actions will acknowledge they don't like what's going on, moving out of liberal cities, i.e., and then go and vote for the same thing again. It's almost like being in a cult. You know you're not supposed to drink the Kool-Aid because everybody's dropping around you and yet you do it anyway? A lot of this also explains, as I said in the beginning of the show, why young voters' enthusiasm for the Democrat Party is waning significantly. This is from the AP, folks. You can read it right here. Voters under 30 won 53% for Dem House candidates compared with only 41% for Republicans, according to AP. But that level of support was down compared with 2020 when it was 61-36. Of course, young voters' enthusiasm for Democrats is waning. Who wants to be a part of the machine party? The man. Back in the hippie 60s and 70s and the late, you know, all these people wanted to do was get away from the man. Again, rage against the machine. They are the machine now. Young voters don't want to be told what to do. I had a bumper sticker on my car, question authority, when I was younger. Where are the rest of them? I mean, I'm actually surprised the Democrats got 53% of the House vote. Here's a troubling article, too, I wanted you to read. I want to talk about this here. I want to give it a second. It's in my newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. Please check it out. You can subscribe. It's free, of course. Washington Examiner. These blue states, these liberal states that people are evacuating en masse, not just are they attacking your money, it's why people are leaving. They're also attacking your freedom. Public safety is a mess. So we had the Supreme Court decision on the Second Amendment that basically told New York State that this shall issue stuff, this may issue stuff is nonsense. You shall issue permits. You can't determine if someone's a legal citizen of the United States and has done nothing wrong. You basically can't stop them from getting a gun permit. So what are they doing? Blue states that hate freedom and liberty and don't want you to be able to protect yourself against the public safety nightmare they created. They're doing this little slick kind of maneuver where they say, okay, the Supreme Court said I have to give you a gun permit. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make you do X, Y, and Z first. That makes it practically impossible for you to get a permit. So even though we're told to do it, we can just wink and nod. We're doing it,
right?
But you're going to do this first. So here's some of the tricks. Sarah Westwood covers them in this piece. First, they're declaring these sensitive zones, which have just been struck down in court, but the left doesn't care. They'll do more of them. So what they're doing is they're saying, yeah, you can carry a gun. We'll give you the permit. No problem. But you just can't carry them in these sensitive zones. Schools, churches, malls, streets, non-streets, buildings, office buildings, any place with a blue sky, any place with water within 500 miles, anyone with a bike around, anywhere with not a bike around, near a car, near a kid, near an adult, near a senior, near a nursing home. And you're like, is there anywhere I can carry a gun? No, no. But yet you can carry. We'll give you the permit. The sensitive zones thing is their latest trick. There's another one. They're doing this little stunt with permitting. We're going to give you a gun, Joe. We'll give you that permit. No problem. The permit's $42 million. Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. We'll give you the gun. You just got to, I'm exaggerating. It's hyperbolic. It's not $42 million, but you get the point. They're trying to make the costs of the process prohibitive so that ironically, the low-income people they claim to support who'd be trying to protect themselves in high crime areas are the ones that get screwed the most.
Old trick.
Oh, the oldest trick in the book. Another one, magazine restrictions. Now, not only are you not going to be able to buy a magazine that, say, has eight rounds or more, but you're not even going to be able to buy a gun that supports magazines that has eight rounds or more. Yeah, yes, there's more. That's not just it. So again, they'll give you a permit. You just can't carry it anywhere. It's going to cost $42 million, and you can't carry a gun we don't like. Here's another one. they say, you got to take this training course. You're like, oh, okay, where is it? Well, the training course, as you're reading this thing, is so ridiculous that most of the states don't even offer the course. So yeah, we'll give you the permit. You got to take a training course. That course doesn't exist. That sounds like your problem, not mine. And here's the last one. They're doing character checks. Yeah, yeah, we'll give you the permit, no problem. Turn over your social media handles. Wait, what? What is this, North Korea? You see how they do this? They kind of tinker around the edges to say, yeah, yeah, we're going to give you the permit, but time out, baby. Only if you meet these conditions that are unattainable. They're all this stuff is going to be litigated. The left never gives up. Swampy Republicans do, however. They gave up on the omnibus already. You see how they fight? You don't have to like this stuff, and you shouldn't, but you should admire their tactics. I wish the swampy Republicans would do the same. Let me throw in one last piece here I want you to read in Town Hall because it's important. It's about the witness testimony in Arizona. Folks, there are tons of stories emerging in Arizona, specifically Maricopa County, over the elections over there. The Carrie Lake, specifically Katie Hobbs governor's race in Arizona. And Rachel Alexander is a good piece in Town Hall I'd like you to read. She talks about how, you know, the left, they're always talking about voter disenfranchisement. Remember Stacey Abrams? Oh my gosh, all these people in Georgia couldn't vote. She's the governor in her initial Brian Kemp race, and yet no one could seem to find anyone. It's kind of strange. The left cares about voter disenfranchisement because the Carrie Lake team has found a whole bunch of people who are disenfranchised from voting, and it's weird how the left doesn't care. The piece is called Stop Pretending Witness Testimony Doesn't Qualify as Evidence in GOP Voter Disenfranchisement Lawsuits. Folks, the next time the left brings up some story about Jim Crow 2.0 or voter disenfranchisement, I want you to just laugh them off, laugh in their faces as loud as you can, and say it's interesting because when we had these testimonials come up in Arizona, you didn't care at all because you're a candidate woman, which says to me you have zero principles, which has always been the case. Your only principle is power. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I ask at the end of every show, if you please subscribe to the podcast, it's free. It means a lot. Oh, yeah, the questions too. I'll get to that. Apple, Spotify, and Rumble. It is free to do it. Rumble.com/Bongino. It really helps us a lot in staying on the charts. And questions for tomorrow's show, you can go to my Locals account, download the Locals app. I'm at D Bongino. It says questions for tomorrow's podcast. Or True Social, I'm at D Bongino there. It says questions for tomorrow's show. Submit them there. We'll take your questions in. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.